Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, perfect weather for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in that IDF, troops have encircled dozens of Hezbollah terrorists, including members of the Radwan force, in Bint Jabal, southern Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that President Trump says a U.S.-Iran war is very close to ending amid ongoing ceasefire talks. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms that IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, aged 30, was killed in Lebanon. This brings the total Israeli military casualties to 13 since Operation Roaring Lion began. Separately, Walla reports a short time ago that Iran is clearing debris from missile site entrances during the ongoing ceasefire, following previous U.S. and Israeli strikes. And finally, JNS reports that a Hezbollah rocket strike lightly wounded one person in an Arab-Israeli city, with around 30 rockets fired at Israel's north in under 40 minutes. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that President Trump believes the Iran conflict is very close to being over. Outfront CNN highlighted a conversation with both Tehran and Washington, noting that neither side seems eager to return to war, posting earlier today. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted earlier today that any deal with Lebanon might be ineffective, as Hezbollah continues to grow in strength and resources. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Bint Jabal. Ynet reports that Israeli forces managed a quiet advance, catching Hezbollah militants off guard. This tactical move aims to weaken the group's stronghold in southern Lebanon, reducing threats to Israel's northern border. Turning to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks, according to the Jerusalem Post, President Trump's comments come as negotiations between Washington and Tehran are set to resume this Thursday. These talks could potentially stabilize the region, reducing the risk of further military confrontations. Meanwhile, the tragic death of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco marks a somber moment for Israeli forces, as reported by I-24 News. His loss underscores the ongoing risks faced by Israeli soldiers operating in Lebanon. Separately, Walla's report on Iran's actions at missile sites comes after joint U.S.-Israeli attacks aimed at preventing missile launches. Clearing these sites suggests Iran might be preparing for future operations, raising concerns over regional security. Lastly, the JNS report on the Hezbollah rocket attack highlights the continued volatility in Israel's north. Civilians remain at risk as tensions persist, emphasizing the need for ongoing vigilance and defense. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that 6 months after the war, job openings are on the rise and companies are hiring. However, there seems to be a shortage of available workers, impacting the pace of economic recovery. Separately, business owners in the Galilee express frustration, according to Mariv Business. They criticize the government's inadequate compensation plans as they face operational challenges and reduced revenues. And finally, CTEC reports that Intel Capital, Greenfield and Founders are among the major winners in Dust Photonics' exit. The acquisition by Credo, valued at up to $1.3 billion, brings substantial returns to these early investors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.